better way to do business.
I need to send money to my brother, but he only has a mobile wallet account.
No worries. You can send money directly from your EcoBank account to his mobile wallet. Quick and easy.
Oh, that's great. And he can also send money back to my account if needed?
Exactly. Transfers are smooth, secure, and convenient.
Send and receive money with ease from your bank account to a mobile wallet and vice versa. EcoBank, a better way to bank on the go.
Mwana Mayadi, a.k.a. Hidden Flair, Nefiashala. You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian Netruns, that just means Z and F.
Z, Power FM 91.3
KCZ. Hey, what's up, this neighborhood, J-Mola.
Nasiana kwa maumfes. Kali chepi nene ni kieva.
You're listening to Power 91.3 FM.
Day. The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Journalists urge to push for the operation of the ATI.
Governance expert warns ECZ against partisan conduct.
Japan deepens Africa ties with 300 new cooperation agreements at TICAD9 in international news.
In sports news, Enoch Sakala Jr. joins Nkana after a stint in South Africa.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Governance expert Charles Mbobela has expressed concern over the conduct of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, accusing it of siding with the government in power. Mr. Mbobela, who is the executive director of High Five, says the trend has negatively affected voter turnout in recent by-elections, emphasizing the need for the Electoral Commission to build public confidence by conducting itself in a neutral and transparent manner. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mbobela warned that continued voter apathy is not healthy for the country's democracy, stressing that both government and the ECZ must handle election matters in line with the principles of good governance. He cautions that going into the 2026 general elections under the current environment poses the risk of producing a majority leadership that does not truly reflect the will of the people.
This is the apparent reason that they would shun this process. And one, it can be that the ECZ has not handled its affairs in a manner that speaks to a democratic electoral process. And when we have such a situation, we risk having key players shunning the process because they deem it like an academic exercise, where that process is ensued to ensure that only one person comes out victorious. And it is very sad for democracy, and it is very sad for our country. And I should just implore ECZ and the government at large to create a more conducive political environment.
Civil activist Prebna Changala has urged media practitioners to push for operation of the Access to Information Act, describing it as an important law for them. Speaking when he featured on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Changala alleged that the act has been stalled deliberately, adding that journalists have not yet done anything about it. He accused relevant authorities of deliberately stalling the operationalization of the act, adding that journalists need to fight for it to have been enacted. Mr. Changala emphasized that the ATI is very important and journalists should organize themselves and meet the relevant authorities.
It has stalled deliberately, and the media fraternity, you have gone to bed. These guys will not give you that operationalization on a silver platter. They made you celebrate when it passed through parliament, signed by the president. You celebrated, but then you reached a dead end. Somebody told them, do you know what you have just done? These guys will expose you. So you have to fight for it. No freedom is given on a silver platter.
In another special development, African Union's call for a new world map to accurately reflect Africa's size, which can influence perceptions and policies, particularly regarding the continent. Former Zambian ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, has described this development as a constraint on movements, arguing that traditional maps like the Meseta projection distort Africa's size and significance. Ambassador Mukwita further notes that this could impact the investment decisions, trade and economic diplomacy, and global narratives and policies. He emphasizes that an accurate map can help reframe Africa's role in global affairs and promote more equitable partnerships, commending countries like Kenya for lifting visas for African countries, promoting free movement and economic cooperation.
The free movement just makes business much easier. Now, this is where you commend countries such as Kenya that has lifted visa for many African countries. So that means if instead of me hustling to go to Germany or Sweden for holiday, I would probably just jump on a plane an hour, 2 hours into Nairobi, Kenya, or go into the Serengeti Game Park and stuff like that. So that map isn't just a map as you look at it. It is a constraint on movement, and trade and economic diplomacy moves much better with, you know, the free and easier movement.
Opposition's first leader, Harry Kalabas, noted with concern that teachers serving in rural areas should not be receiving the same salaries as those in urban areas. Mr. Kalabas says rural teachers deserve a hardship allowance equivalent to 100% of their basic pay. He further adds that civil servants who have served more than 10 years should fully qualify for duty-free vehicles, stressing that their welfare must be prioritized. Mr. Kalabas pledged to implement these measures if his party wins the 2026 general elections.
We are going to ensure that ama teachers about rural areas because Chongwe is not an urban place. Chongwe is a rural area. Teachers in that Chongwe cannot be getting the same salary. What we need ourselves is to bring in rural hardship allowance. Rural hardship allowance, which will be 100% of the basic pay for anybody that is in the rural areas. And we have gone ahead to say, after 10 years of saving in rural area, teachers, ama nurses, nangu wa doctor, nangu, once our government rural areas, we're going to qualify. Now, I'm saving for 10 years to having a duty-free vehicle to get in the country. We are doing that because we want to incentivize the teachers.
In international news, a major boss in Japan-Africa relations, as 300 cooperation agreements were signed during the 9th Tokyo International Conference on Africa's Development of TICAD-9 held this week. That's three times more than what was achieved at the last summit in Tunisia back in 2022. The announcement was made during day two of the conference in a high-level session attended by Angolan President Yao Lourenco, who currently chairs the African Union, and Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishida. The agreement span key development sectors including infrastructure, healthcare, technology, education, and agriculture, all areas critical to Africa's growth and transformation. Officials say this sharp increase in partnerships reflects Japan's renewed commitment to long-term cooperation with African nations, as well as Africa's growing role in the global economic stage.
Still within international news, more than 2 years after the discovery of over 400 bodies linked to a doomsday cult in Shakahola Forest, authorities uncovered five more bodies in the nearby village of Kwabinzaro, Kilisi County. In addition to the exhumed remains, 10 human body parts were found scattered across nearby thickets. Pathologist Richard Njoroge confirmed the findings during the ongoing exhumation exercise. Homicide detectives, forensic experts, and government pathologists have all been deployed to support the operation. Authorities believe the newly discovered graves may have been connected to one of Kenya's worst cult-related mass deaths. The bodies could belong to followers of controversial Pastor Paul Mackenzie, who allegedly instructed his followers to starve themselves to death in order to meet Jesus. Mackenzie has since been arrested, charged with murder, and remains in custody awaiting trial. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to a written phone. Told you to expect some more. Take notice. Ignore that. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the